We are up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Before we continue learning the Tosfos, I'd like to say over a very interesting Ha'ore that I saw in Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim that Hagaon Rabbi Yonos and Shtayv Zecheinu Lebrocha brings down. From a Sefer Eben Boichen. The Gemara before wanted to bring a raya that how do you know that Yigobas arrived? Because it says, Maka ovi ve'imai maishumas. So why is maishumas leichish to malav oviv? Maybe it's not oviv. So the Eben Boichen asks Akasha, perhaps the Pasuk is speaking about that, let's say, Reuven was Mekane es Ishtoi, and the Mayim was Boideka, and she didn't die. And this Reuven had a son, Chanoich, before this Maisa. So that means Reuven had a son, Chanoich, 10 years before, 13 years before, let's make it interesting. Then he's Mekane Ishtoi, which is the mother of Chanoich. It's Mekane Ishtoi. And then she swears, Shalazinsa, now and before, she swears that she never was Mezane. So she swears, and she's alive. And in the Maim was by the Kosa, she wasn't Mezane. So if she wasn't Mezane, so Akochach, Chanoich is Reuven's son. That's the case of the Pasuk. The case of the Pasuk is, that's the case of the Pasuk. He was Mekanes Ishtoi, Leibotka Lo Amayim. Now, there's a few problems with this. So now we know clearly that Reuven is his father. His mother was not Mezanesh. But there's two other problems. That maybe the Kohen who officiated, maybe he also was a mamza, and we have a shayla duma lavoviv. So maybe that's why the mayim was not boidik her, because the Kohen who officiated was a mamza. Is that a Kohen? Maybe duma lavoviv. We have a shayla on everyone. No, it's speaking about that this Kohen was mashke yesterday in Isha, and she died. So Al-Kochach is a kosher Kohen. Fine. But then there's another Shaila, what Rabbi Yonason speaks out. Rabbi Yonason speaks out, but maybe his father, this Reuven is a mamza, the Malavov, we don't know, maybe Reuven is a mamza, and if Reuven is a mamza, so he wasn't allowed to marry his wife. So he's not Menuke Meyovein. So it's not Raya that what the Mayim was not Boidik, Eishes Reuven, is not a Raya Take that she wasn't Mezana. It could be Reuven was a Mamza. So Reuven was never allowed to marry. Yes, he's not Menuke Meyovein. So that's why the Mayim wasn't Boidika. So Abyanis is Moisef. So he have to say he had another wife, this Reuven. And it was Baidika. It was Baidik the other wife. So Memela, so we see everything clearly. We see that Reuven is not a mamza, because you see his other wife, it was Taka Baidika. We see that Chanoich is not a mamza, because his mother drank from the Mayim Amorim and nothing happens. You see she wasn't Mezana. And the Kohen that officiated wasn't a mamza because yesterday, it's a very nice kasha. So the Teretz is, it's a doichik to say that the Pasuk is speaking about such a case. That's the Teretz. Such a case, Maka Ovi Vima is speaking about such a case, it's not Mistava. Chavush Beis Asuri Mistava is not too bad. I mean, there can be many cases like that. Such a case is not mistaken. So the Gemara, we're up to now, the next case, that the Gemara wants to say, we learn out, Heurigas HaNefesh, Omach Mona Katlai, Veleichesh Gulma Treifa Habe. How can you kill the Reitzeach? Maybe the Nerag was a Treifa, that the Gemara wanted to be Metzad, it could be where Boidik the Nerag. So the Gemara says, but maybe Dume Bemokim Saif Nekif have it. So we have here a Shaila which we can't be Mevara. Maybe the Nerag was a Treife. How can you kill a Reitzeach? Is a Raya that we go Basalay. That was what that's how the Gemara brought a Raya. The Ktaisis Vichitame Debat Kinelech. Makshin, the Nelef, Meritzeach Gufe. I said, the Gemara was Matre the Raya because could be Yubaydik the Nerak. The Ktaisis, let's learn out from the Ritzeach Gufe. Does lean in Basarube. We go Basarube. The Dilme ha Ritzeach Utreife. Maybe the Ritzeach is a Treife. A Treife shahorages hanefesh potter. A Treife that kills his potter. So why do you have to learn? He says, the Gemara wanted to learn from the Nerag. Maybe the Nerag is a Treife. And in that, the Gemara was matre. It could be a boidik the Nerag. Till the Gemara had a kashe, the dume. It was a nekev, a mokim saye. Let's learn out from the Heurig. How do you kill the Heurig? Maybe it's a treife. The treife shorges a nefesh potter. V'shemo does linen bosa rube. Maybe we do go bosa roi. Midaloi chayshinen lareges a treife leinelef ba'alma. So Rav Yankiv in Emes Liakiv says, Pshat, what is Pshat and Tais Vistaritz? So he says, Pshat and Tais Vistaritz is as I. Like to be Magdim, he's Makatz a little bit, but Rabbi Hanan and Kovitch Yurim, Chaylik Beis, brings down Simila Metesa is Gimel. He brings down as follows. There's a Svarev that a treife shahorag is potter for mise. You don't kill the treife because if the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh, the chiv mise is nefesh tachas nefesh. Now a treife is a treife does never teiras nefesh. So memele, so there's no chiv mise on a treife because there's no kim of nefesh tachas nefesh. That's how he brings down. That's the Rabbi Chana says, Pshat, na Gemara, na Achivu. The Chiv is Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So now, let us understand Tais Vizkash. I have here a person, we're asking a Kasha, how can I kill a Ritzayach? Maybe he's a Treif, Sarai Yegoba Saroi. So Tais says, yeah, Sarai Yegoba Saroi. Well, what is this Roiv telling me? Tell me that he's not a treife. So, but what chidushim do I hear from the roi? What is the, it's like this. If he's not a treife, so he's chayev misa. If he is a treife, there's no chayev misa because the chiv is nefesh tachas nefesh. But, I'm not doing anything wrong to him. He's not a nefesh. I'm not killing him because he's dead cyber size, a gabutilakotl. So in such a case that I have everything to gain and nothing to lose, then you go basaroi. That means what I have to lose already. If he's not a treifer, so he's chayiv misa. And if he is a treifer, so good. So he's not chayiv misa, but I didn't kill anybody. I killed the gabutilakotl. So in such a case, you go basaroiv and you kill him, Taka. But it's not, that's what Taisvus answers. The Bakshin and the Nail of Meretzeach Gufe, das linen Wasser rube. Der Dilma reizeich und treife, treife, schorge, sa nefesh pota. Veshem, o rechze antais vistar. Das linen Wasser rube. There we go, Wasser rube. Mit der Leuch Hashina lagas a treife, because Reib is not telling us something in the case of the Gemara. The Gemara said, how is the Kasha? Maybe the Horig is a treife. How can you call the Reizeach? Here it's a Shailov of Shvichas Domen. So we have a roiv that's telling us, no, you say mach a roiv, and I don't want to be afraid of shvichas dama. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Go about the roiv. But that what we kill, that we kill a ritzayach, and we go about the roiv there. So there is not too much of a chiddush, because if he's not a treif, he's chayim nisa. And if he is a treife, like a shinilagas a treife, so mamela, not doing anything bad, there's no shvichas domim here, it's like neilev balme. So that we can't learn out of all over when there's an eretz shaila, we can't learn out. But I nearly, now Tais wants to say a second teretz. The time of the treife shahorek potter behind the mishum davaidish at the yochel azima. The reason treife shahorek is potter because it's aidish at the yochel azima. The e katlinen aidim shahuzma leishapa katlinen. So we can't rely on the aidim because it's aidish at the yochel azima because we can't kill the aidim. Because maybe it's a treife. Mimkein ein lachiyach, elo, b'may de kotlina leidem. So the raya is, all the time, why do you kill the eidem if you masam them? Like, b'chashini dul mahatas either by treife have, k'dekoma b'samach. So what brings this raya later from eidem zaymimim? How can you kill eidem zaymimim? How can you kill Eidim Zaymimim, L'chayre, maybe they were massed on a treif. So that's the whole reason you don't kill a treif is because it's felt in Eidis. Abyanke wants to say it could be the two terutim of Taisvis is totally, what is pshat na treif? The first terutim of Taisvis held is a gavrik tila. He is no chiyus whatsoever. So Mamelus Ataisvah says, Safili from the Miyat, he is Eichnish Gefelech, because he has no chiyus. The second terms of Taisvah held that a treife has chiyus. It's not a chiyus gom, he says, Mestama Lagapi Shabbos, Itainas, Mestama Yud Bichayim, if you kill him, also Natilas Neshomer. There is mistama achiyas, but not achiyas gomos, you're not chayiv misa for that. But al kaponim, you're doing, there's no chayiv misa, but lamaisa, you're doing an abla. So therefore, the second third, second third did not hold of the first third. That you're not doing anything bad if you kill a treife. You're doing something, you're taking away achiyas, there's no einish misa for it. So Taisa says, but the whole reason you don't kill a treife, so could be there is a din of nefesh tachas nefesh. He is chayav misa. But there's a problem if he's not, the problem is also eidish at the yochel azima. And that the Gemara says later, but eidish at the yochel azima. That's the Gemara's raya later from eidish at the yochel azima. Fractaisves Achkoshali my comma vichitaime the botkina lain mikomokim avaleas rosafik. That means when Reuben kills Shimon, so you have to be masrim. So what are you going to tell him? I'm going to tell Reuben, no, if you kill Shimon, you're going to get killed. And Shimon Otaino, who says, maybe the Reuben Otaino, who says, maybe Shimon is a treife. So who says I'll get killed? So we tell them, we're going to be Boynik Shimon, and we'll find out if he's a treife or not. So he says, so maybe I'll get killed. Maybe I won't get killed. Maybe he's a treife. So it's a schosophic. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara is, if you say Mechan Roy, we don't have to be Boydik. It's very good. We tell Reuben, if you kill Shimon, we're going to kill you. Maybe he's a treife. No, we don't clear. We say Mechan Roy, he's not a treife. So then it's a schos vadai. But if we say the tzad of the Gemara, that the Gemara said that we won't kill him al piroi. No, we'll be mavara later. So mamela, so you can't tell him b'teiras vadois, if you kill Shimon, you'll get killed. You might get killed. You go yizina basarub, if Shema kasover the Shmo asro. I just want to mention that Chassam Sofer asks a kasha from a Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei. Tosfos, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei says a very interesting halacha. Let us say a little different way it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, that if you have someone that's 13 years old, he did not bring Shtei Saris and he ate Chalev. And later he brings Simoni Srisis. When he's 17 years old, he brings Simoni Srisis. So since he brings Simoni Srisis when he's 17, so I realize now that what he didn't bring Saras when he was 13 is because he was a Saras. A Saras doesn't, for his godless, you don't need Shtei Saras. So Nase Godel Mafreya. So the Gemara says as follows, the Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, Nase Godel Mafreya. And when he brings him on his list, I see now that he was a godel b'shas, he was 13, and if he ate chaylev when he was 13, he'll get malchus. But Tosfos akash, it's ascho asofik. That's Tosfos kash, it's ascho asofik. So Tosfos says, that's not called ascho asofik. That means, it's igoli milsalem afreya. If I know, that was only a psachasor in Yediyah, but now we know clearly that he was a godel. So Memela, I'm telling you, maybe you're a godel now. We're going to find out if you're a godel or not. But that's called the godel. That's not called Ascho Sofik. Ascho Sofik is if we don't know the Fiemis. For example, it's a Sofik, Ben Zion, Larishin, Ben Tes, Lashani. I don't know who his father is, and he hits both of them. So when he hits the first one, you can't tell him he's going to get Misa. Maybe he's not a father. Needs both of us. So each akor is a sophic. I don't know, maybe this akor will create a chayim misa. So even though now I know he's a chayim misa, but on each akor is called a sophic. But if lemaise, it's a goli milsa lemafreya that he was, we're going to find out about it. I'm telling you now, if you're a godel, and then we're going to find out if you're a godel. That doesn't fall into the gather of Ascho Sofik. So, Fetch Sam Sofik is mamish the same thing. That means, I don't know if this person is a treif or not, but we're going to find out. I mean, it's Mabura now what he is. We just have to make an autopsy in him after his Misa. But if he's not a treif, you're going to get Misa, so you shouldn't have a shaykhus with Ascho Sofik. Leichesh Dilme Bemokim Sayef Nekif Havim. So the Gemara said, that you can't say that you kill a Ritzayach because I make an autopsy on the Horug, and therefore I know that he's not a treifa, that's why you kill, because you can never make an autopsy. You can never know clearly that he's not a treifa. Dume b'mokim sayev nekev haven. Maybe there was a nekev there. She can never be mevarer if he was not a treifer, it was a treifer. Now, so how do you kill a ritzayach? Is al kochach, b'seim mechan roif. Ein la'akshays, the ktoisvis, mashkachas lo, kegoin sheitviyoi b'no. He drowned him, yeah, if he caught him with a knife, so yeah, v'acharif shetayne, he caught him with a knife, so he can never be, maybe he was a treifer, and there was a neck of a mokem asayif. You know, you kill a retzeich, he drowned him. The evshe bosa hochil amivdekei. He can be baidik him afterwards. If they drowned him, I'm going to take him and make an autopsy, and I'll be baidik all the treifes, and I'll see he's not treifes, and finish. So you have a problem, how you kill a retzeich? So Tosfos, the kro bechli eitz or bechli barzel ve'evensiv. No, the pasuk by retzeich speaks about a kli barzel. Doesn't speak about he drowned him, it speaks about a kli barzel. Now, a kli barzel, that means like a lokim sayif. So, mamela, maybe a kash, maybe there was a nekim. Avo kosh. Vetaisis a kash, the mashkachas lo, kigoin shoye krum shal moyach megula. The krum shal moyach was megula. That means he was open-minded, his skull was open, and you could see the krum shel moyach, the ro shahaya shalim, and we saw over there that mamish that the krum is shalim, we saw that he went and took a knife and he went and he stuck it in the krum shel moyach, and there wasn't, we saw before there wasn't a neck of the fine. So mamela, you're asking a kasha, how you can kill a retzeiach shahorag bekli barzel. That's the case. The krum shalmayach was megula. Yishloima the doichiku lahamig a posig bekach. It's a doichik. That's pshat in the posig. It's a doichik. So memela. So we have a rai. Beim taima, faktais is a meyelik a kasha. Besoyv perikam the makis, the Omri Rab Tafon Rabbi Kiva Ilu Hoyino Besanhedrin Oyhoyo Odom Nerag. Rabbi Kiva said, if I would be in a Sanhedrin, you'd never kill someone. Umeforish, said the Gemara, how would he do this that no one would ever get killed? Davabot Kilohu, they would be Boydik the Eidim, for Omri Reisim Shetreifa Horak, Sholem Horak. So the first question was, when the mayor that Reuven killed Shimon, they'll ask, do you know that Shimon was a sholem? So the first kash is, were you boidik? Did you make an autopsy on Shimon to see that he was, if he's a treif or not? So I say, yeah. We made an autopsy, Shimon is sholem. Vim tay, metim salim is sholem horad, shema bemokim, sayef, nekif haver. So let's come to Rabbi Kiva, let's come another kasha. How do you know that he wasn't a traitor? Maybe he was a traitor. And the Edom Taken don't know. So we won't kill Reuven. V'hoche mashme d'loi chashine. Dos lina bas Reuven. That was Agamor's raya. Agamor brought a raya. It's a good kasha, Taken. Dilman. Nekev v'mokim sayif have it. So the Gemara says, is a raya, we go basaroyf. And that's why we kill Taka. It's a good ha'orah, and we go basaroyf. So Melo, so what's pshat? And Rabbi Kiva, if he would be on the Bezdim, he would have made sure that no one would ever get killed. Yeshloime, the Rabbi Kiva l'taymei, the Omar the Chayshina lemiyute beperik alaykeach behime. Rabbi Kiva holds Chayshina lemuta musi. It seems min atayre yechayish lemiyute. The Kosova Rabbi Kiva holds him bchayres cholov einay poita bebehima bebchayra. That means they're speaking about I purchased a behime from a goy. This behime is chaylev. It's chaylev. It's giving out milk. Now this behem had a child. Now I have a suffix. Is it a b'chayr or isn't it a b'chayr? So there's a roiv behem is that a chaylev had a vlad before. That means the tendency to be chaylev becomes Nisayr by the behemah after the head of Lot. There's a miyat behemah that a chaylev afilu before the head of Lot. So, Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayish Lemir, you don't call Bosaroi, Yechayish Lemir, and Memele, so either it's a Safik Bacher, or maybe you say, Smeich Meyuta Lachazoke, the Behemer, Cheskas, that it didn't have a Bacher, I mean, before it didn't have a Vlad, it was Becheska didn't have a Vlad, and I have a Safik, didn't have a Vlad. So Memele, you say, Smeich Meyuta Lachazoke, So I say that the Vlad is a Becher. He does a Becher, a Safa Becher, a Kudmi Mabar. Av al gav, the Roy Behemes, Einam Chilves, Elim Kem Yodes. Av al Pikein, but he's Chayish Lamid. So, number one, Rabbi Kiva is Chayish Lamid. That's number one. So that means, Meike Radin, what's the Taich Chayish Lamid? Chayish Lamid means, Don't think about it. It's nothing. It's not a suffix. No. There's roi and there's amir. Mir is something to think about. Chashin el amir. I mean, could this roi is like this, but there's amir like this. You have to reckon with amir. It's not. It's not. Don't mach es nicht weg. Fine. We'll see in a minute. So what is Tosis saying till now? So Tosis is saying till now that Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva asked a Shaila, the eight, Shema b'mokim tzayev hoyenekev, it's an answer Shaila. It's not like that, but it's something to think about. So therefore you don't kill. Ba'av al gav da'afilu rameya v'chayish l'miyute moide heichet alay efshe. Abiki v'choshev alay efshe dikaluk mikro shoyakrum moichay megule v'nokvoy kidepirashi. So Toysvus is, Rabbi Yankiv is mavaya the Toysvus as follows. The man the yoma that holds chayshin l'miyut. It's something. The Gemara is something what to think about. Now, if I have a raya from a posik, you go basaloid. I have a raya from a posik. So, what is pshat in the posik? So, the posik is telling me that's true. It's something what to think about. But the Torah is telling you go basaloid. I'm telling you go basaloid. I maybe it's not emes. I'm telling you go basaloid. So when I don't have an eitzit to say pshat in the posik, and from the posik it seems the only way it works is I go basarayv. So I feel I hold chashin elamit min atayre. But here the Torah said that there's takat tzad of the meat, but you should rely on roif. I have a raya from a posik, but that's dafkav have a raya. If the only way I can say pshat in the posik is that the posik was saymach an roif, I say, yeah, the Torah said you go basa roif. It's not, but in other places could be that you don't have a raya from the posik, you go basa roif, could be you won't go basa roif. So the Mele Sotaisa says as follows, Rabbi Kiva holds b'shita chashin lomit emerson, it's a sofik, zikha, this roif sodom azoi, but that's not a hachro, chashin lomit. Now it says in the Pasuk that you kill a Ritzayach. No, how do you kill a Ritzayach? Maybe Shema b'mokim Sayef nekev hoya. So I'll tell you, the Pasuk is speaking about that the skull was open. You could see the krum shel mayach was megula. That's the case in the Pasuk. That means if I hold chashin elamiyot, in the posik, I can make an akimta that the posik is speaking about. How do you kill a ritzayach? Maybe these are treife. So I'll tell you, all the cases, you make an autopsy, and you see if he was a treife, yes or not. That's how you kill a ritzayach. What if it was, he killed him with a sayit? So the posik is speaking about that it was krum shel moyach megule, and you saw that there was no nekev. That's ailam shan the posik. So you have no raya from the posik that the Torah said here, Kinderlich will say Mechan Roiv. No, no. There's no Roiv in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, that's how I learn Pshat in the Pasuk. So Memele, so that's Pshat Rabbi Kivin. Rabbi Kivin, Makkah says, if I would be a die and never kill someone, that means because I would, because I'm Chayish Lamiyit, you don't have a Roiv in the Pasuk Fakel. The Pasuk can be speaking about different cases, you make an autopsy, and then Krum Shalmayach Megula. So that's Pshat from the Mela. That is Pshat in the Gemara. So he would, you know, so unless you'll have some of that Krum Shalmayach Megula, I wouldn't kill him. That's Pshat in the Gemara Makos. The Rabbi Shimon Megamliel de Poligalayu. Rabbi Shimon Megamliel says, Ab heim marbim shoifchei domim bi Yisrael. Now, the way Tosfos said Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is saying Lomdes, that means Hashina Lamiyut. You have no raya from the Pasuk. You have no raya from the Pasuk that the Pasuk said here, Loich Hashina Lamiyut. So merely not allowed to kill Aritzer. Now what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Af heimabim shayv chidomen bi Yisrael. I mean, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? I mean, I'm telling you Hashina Lamiyut, you have no raya from the Pasuk. So Tosfos says, as Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel is, Hafilu Chayish Lamiyuta. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I hold also Chayishin Lamiyuta. Mikol Mokem Choshev Leiloi Efshel, the Doiche Kulami Da Posik Bekach, because it's Mizmar B'Shoif Chidom and Bisho. Means Rav Shimon Gamliel said as follows, that you want to tell me that that is Pshat and Posik, that the pot, you only kill a Ritzeach if it was Krum Shal Moichei Megula. So come out, the Pasuk is giving a green light for all Shaif Chedomim. Well, come on, you won't be able to kill a Ritzeach. That's Zichin Apshat and Pasuk. So then he arrived from the Pasuk. So in Meila we have Baiter Akasha, that maybe Shema B'mokim, Shema Nekevoi B'mokim Sai, is Ois Kishpal, that by Shvichas Domim, by killing a Ritzayah, the Torah was saying Machan Roiv. That's one Mahalach. So the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Shem Gliel is, do I say the Pasuk is speaking about that Krum Shal Moichei Megule, or Rabbi Shem Gliel, that's a Deichik to say that, because if that is Pshat and Pasuk, you'd be Mar B'Shev Chidom. Now we're going to have a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam. The Av al Gav, the Loi Shailina Le'edem Kotlina Le'edem. If we won't ask the Edem, he was a treif or he wasn't a treif, Kotlina Le'edem, the Samchina Narube, Eichid Lo Yafsha, that's true, that means we have to rely on the Loi. Eichid the Shailina Le'hu, for Omri, the Loyadi, and they say they don't know Potter. So, you don't kill the Ritzeich. Midi dahava asaye fariron. Just like by asaye fariron, you'll ask the Eden, what kind of instrument did he use to kill him? Did he kill him with a knife or with a sword? The loy shalina lulchaye. Vishalina lu vaoma echad besaich vechad bariram potter. Avol gav de besaye bariram shaimrim enano yoidem chayev ademak sheyadodi. Aino mishum de saif bariram loishayech kolkach begufa idis. Amali hogi besaif amali bariram. Avol bemokim saif nekev. Aber the Shaykh Lagufa Aidis Tvei Ibotkinelu Vomre Nono Yoidim Potter Bechad Oima Kalov Shoirim Bechad Oima Kalov Labonim Le Shaykh Lagufa Aidis Afalpi the Makrishi Adodi Chayes Rabbi Yankev Nemes Liakev says Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go backwards. Then we'll come to see what the Rabbeinu Tam said. There are three types of shailas that Bezdin could ask the Eidim. There's one shaila Bezdin asked the Eidim, was the, what color shirt was the Ratzeach wearing, a black shirt or a white shirt? Now, let's talk, the Eidim will say, I don't know, we didn't remember, it wasn't Mason Leif. No problem. Let's go a little further. The Eidim said, one Eid said, yo, it was a white shirt. I said, call a white shirt. Yo, says, it was a black shirt. It's a kosher Eidus. Why is it a kosher Eidus? You have a liar over here. One is a liar. One, I mean, someone is saying a lie. Zik Rabbi Yankiv. Since one is a liar, possible Eidus. I mean, good, he said a lie, but that doesn't pass him Eidus. So, in the shirt, which is not Neigeya, the Etzim, then he said a lie, but a lie is impossible like this. Because the color of the shirt is irrelevant to the Atzim Din Teir over here, that there's a Shvichas Domim, it's irrelevant if it was a white shirt or a black shirt. Now let's go a little further. What if we ask the Eidim what instrument was used to kill the Nerak? Was it a sayek? Was it a sword or a knife? Now, if the Eidim will say, we don't know, because Be'etzim and the Etzim din Teure, it's a chilek, if it was a sword or a knife, I mean, they didn't know what instrument it was. But what if one said it was a sword, and one said it was a knife? Then the mukhish be'edusam. So you see, a mordeki yisod, that it has a Teures Eidus, even though we don't, Bezdin didn't have to ask them the Shaila. The Shaila is not a Nika Shaila. And if they don't know, Zeich Nishkefelech. And if Bezdin doesn't ask them, Zeich Nishkefelech. It's not from the Ikreya Shailas. But if Bezdin did ask them, and they stated that the Shvichas Damim was, one says with a Sakit, and one says, so this is called Eidus Mukheshes. This is a Teures Eidus already. Because they're saying something which has a Pesach Eiches to the Ritziche, how he was killed. It's not a shirt. So it's called Eidus Mukheshes. And it's possible. So we see from this that a Shem Eidus is not necessarily if we need this Yediyah from them in order to feel like the Psakdin. No, it's called Eidus Afilu, if I wouldn't know it, it's English Gefella. But since this is from the Dvarim, which are in the Maisa Ritziche, if there's a Hakoshe in these Dvarim, that's called Eidus Mokashis and Saposalei. Geita Rabbeinu Tam a step weiter. If we're going to ask the Eidus, which is this mamish from the Ikrei Advorim, was the Nera Gatreife? Was the Nera Gatreife? So he says it like this. If you wouldn't ask the Eidus, Bezdin, the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael was the Nera Gatreife, no, was Seimach and Roy, and Stami wasn't a treifa, finished. We don't have to ask the Eidim the Shaila. Fine? If you don't ask the Eidim, so lemaise, you'll kill the Ritzayach. I'm Seimach and Roy. But if Bezdin wants to be Mevarer the Shaila through Eidim, Bezdin doesn't want to be Seimach and Roy. Then Bezdin wants to be Mevarer the Shaila through Eidim. And this Shaila is an Iker Shaila. This is not this is a very Yisoidistik Shaila. Was the Ritzayach, was the Nirzach a Treifa or wasn't he a Treifa? And the Eidim say, I don't know. So that's Eidim are saying from the Ikrei HaDvorim, which is from the Yisoidis, they're saying, I don't know if he was a Treifa. So if you don't know from the Iker Shaila, So the apostolate. I can't use you for an aid. An aid that means it's not, the Rabbeinu Tam proved that Gidrei Eidus is not dependent on what Besdin has to know. Baraye by Asakin and Asayet, another in Asayet, Besdin doesn't have to ask the Shaila whatsoever, and they them don't have to know. But if it was asked and they answered it, here's a Torah say, this is called Eidus Mekreshes, it's not called that. This Amazei Alai. No. This is a Shaila which is not from the Ikreya Shailas, but it's a Shaila in the Maisa Ritzichin that's called Akrosha in the Eidus. So it has a Torah's Eidus because they were asked the Shaila. Not because it was necessary to be Mevara the Shaila. If they were asked the Shaila and they answered on the Shaila, there's a Torah's Eidus. But at this Indian, if they say, I don't know, so you don't have to know because it's still not from the Ikreya Eidus. It's a Chelik of Eidus, not from the Ikreya Eidus. The Rabbi Natam said a Chiddush, but if they were asked, was he a treif and wasn't he a treif, and Besdin wants that this Shaila should be Nisbarer through Eidim, and if the Eidim don't know, they say they don't know, so this is already Apostle Eidus who do not know what happened, and that's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said he would ask the Shaila, and by asking the Shaila, and by them not able to answer the Shaila, he wouldn't kill the Ritzayach. That's how Rabbi Yankim says Pshat in this article of the Rabbi Natan. Let's say again in the Veinik, Voidem Rabbi Natan. Ba'avar gavdi loy shalin in Eidim. We will not ask the Eidim. What was the Bemokim, Saif Nekev Katlina Lei Disamchinan then Besn the Saimacha Rubin Besn can be Saimacha Roib of a Heiched the Loi Efshe. I mean, if it's Loi Efshe, we are Saimachan Roib. The Doichiku. Now, of a Heiched the Shalinalu, but if we do ask them, but Omri and they'll say the Loi Yodi, but so then this is called Meikre Haedis, and they say they don't know, so then we can't kill Alpia. And where do we see that even though the Haedis is not necessary, but if it was asked from them and they spoke about it, it becomes a Chelek of the Haedis? We did have Asayif Ahiron, the Eloi Shalin Elohu, he would not ask them at all what tool was used to kill Chayim. Vishalinelu va'oma echad b'sayv echad b'achirin potom. Avol gav. So we see that it gets a teiras edus, and it's called edus mekreshes. Avol gav the b'sayv achirin shemen on the yoidim Chayim adamakreshi adodi. I knew. So there is no chesor nevein on the yoidim. Heino mishum de seiferin loy shayich kolkach beguf eidis. That is not shayich kolkach. It can become part of the eidis. And if they were asked and they answered it and they were makresh, it's called eidis makreshes. But if they say they don't know how he was killed, there's no problem of in ono yoidim. Mali hogi besayif mali barir. Avo bemokim sayif nekev. But if they were asked, was there a nekev, b'mokim asayif, b'nekev hava, d'shayich l'guf ha'edis tvei, ibot kinelu, it will be b'edik them. V'omru ein onu yoidim, and they'll say they don't know, it's not kipot. V'echot oim ha'keil of shchoyim, v'echot oim ha'keil levonim, d'l'shayich l'guf ha'edis, gansin, So the Benetam was Magdir. Not everything that does not have to be asked does not get a Teres Eidus. By asking and answering, you can get a Teres Eidus. So Memele, and if they'll ask the Shaila and they'll say it on the Yoidim, you won't be able to kill. Hikshor Rabbeinu Yitzchok b'Rabbi Mordechai. We go Bosaroy. וכן מוכח פרש פרק בן סיירמי. ובאלו אין הנשרופן אמרינן, נסקולן בנשרופן. If you had two groups of people, there were nesrofim, roiv of the people were chayiv sreifa. And there was a meat of the people that was chayiv skila. The Mishnah goes that skila is kal, and sreifa is chomo. So it says, niskolim v'nisrofim yadoinu b'skila. So I state in the Mishnah. Why? B'skila ha'kala. So I state. That means you have roiv, nisrofim, miyut niskolim, and the Mishnah says you give all of them skila because skila is kal. So if you give them all skila, it's as if you're not giving someone more than he deserves. Afal gav the roiv nisrofim nino. But why didn't you go by Sarai? We just said over here that we learn out from Shvichas Domim, from Eidim Zoymim, that by Dini Nefoshes you go by Sarai. So why don't you go by Sarai over there and give them Sreife? That's a Reif. Reif on the Sreife. The Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the Kim and the Memonifshech, who Nerak, that the Benetam answered as follows. The Kiv and the Bimon of Shechu Nerak, the Kilim Saibasai, the Inyan, the Ezei Misa Hu Nerak, Loyaz Linen, Bosa Rubel. So we have to understand the Benetam, in Abu Honon, Rabbi Yankiv, Esra, and Rabbi Benetam, and Tam is very schwer. He says as far as which is far as lechayr punk vakel. That means we go by Sarayv. We go by Sarayv when Reuven kills Shimon, Ernst Shal, maybe Shimon is a treif. Eh? We go by Sarayv. We go by Sarayv. When we kill Reuven, even though there's a possibility Shimon is a treif, we go by Sarayv. When we kill Reuven. Here we have a Gemara that with Taruvis from Niskolim and Nischofim, Roiva and Nischofim. So now the Shaila is, which Misa should we give? So Roiv tells us she gives Sreife. And if we'll give the Chayiv Skila Sreife, that's Gefelech. I mean, these Chayiv Misa, we're not killing. When it comes to Asof, we give the Nerag a Sreife. We're talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Reitzeiach is not Chayiv Misa whatsoever. Ba'afal Pikin, we say we go Basarayv. I mean, we go Basarayv. And finish. We don't bat an eyelash. Maybe we're killing an innocent person. No, we go Basarayv. Here the Rabbeinu Tam says, here we have also, we have people, all of them are Chayiv Misa's best. Roiv Chayiv Sreif, Amir is Chayiv Skila. So Taisis Takasha, so why did you go Basaroy? We go Basaroy, but so the Rabbi Natam says, no, you're killing him Saibasai. So why do you have to give him Saife? Main Shemishamai. There's no Shaila of Dini Nefashis over here because he's Chayim Misa. Sa'ad Rabba, let's Roy be Mavar, that the Chayim Saife. The Svara from the Rabbi Natam, Lachayre, is Pumfakel. That's what I ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. I saw in Yisa Brocha, he brings from the Maram Shik, that the Maram Shik says, Pshat and Taisvis as follows. At an Emerson, that we kill someone, when Reuben kills Shimon, so we kill Reuben, and maybe Shimon is a treife, So we go Basaroy. You know why we go Basaroy? Because it's Leyefsha. That means what will be? So we won't kill anybody. I mean, we can't be Mavara. So we have to be Seimach and Roy. We have to be Seimach and Roiv, so Mamela was Seimach and Roiv, and this case it's Loyevsha. So we're Seimach and Roiv. He says, the whole Raya from the Pasuk is Heicha the Loyevsha, like this, they will throw out of the holding of a Ratzeich will not be Niskayim, unless we'll be Seimach and Roiv. But over here, we're killing those who are mechuyev misa. That means, know what? Maybe the chayev mochamadik misa. And this could be when not say mechan roiv. This is called I'll be mekayim with the psazoy with the. I'm killing them la misa. This misa is bezdin leinian beis the kikiv the manshech who ner leinian beis the misa he's getting killed. So on that we don't call basarayv. Void yeshleima, have a kavua, uchemachza al machza dome. And Tosis says another teretz. Nisarvu, niskolim benisrofim, you give them the misa kala. So Tosis asks Akasha, you should give them the misa chamura because loy va nisrofim. So Tosis answers, it's kavua. Nisarvu, niskolim benisrofim, it's kavua. Kol kibua kemechza mechza domi. The Rabbi Chanan, it's a merdi keteret, it's kavua taket, that's right. So what was the first malach in Taisi? Taisi says, kovasaroiv, the main times is a teret, I mean the teret is enough in the teret, it's kol kibua kemechza mechza domi. The Rabbi Chanan, there's a klal in kibua, that you need, that it has to be nikah. A kavua, the din of kavua is that the miyat has to be nikar bim kaimai. That means, let's say someone threw, there was a group of people, there was nine goyim and one yid, or some amela, so bim kaimai, the yid is nikar. So then you say, kol kavua kemechsa mechta dami. If it's bimkaimai, it's not nika, so there's no din of kavua. That's brought down, kavua has to be nika. So me'mele, so the first teretz held, here it's ene nika, that means the miyat is ene nika, I don't know who's chayiv skila, who's chayiv does, it's ene nika. So if it's ene nika, there's no din of kol kavua, kemechza mechzadam. That's what the first teretz held. What does the second teretz hold? The second teretz holds that's true, that a kavua she'enay nikah doesn't have a din kavua. You know why? Because it becomes bottle, because the meat becomes bottle below. That's why a kavua she'enay nikah. There's a shayla, there's a shayla, how's there a din bittle? Let's say kol kavua kemechza mechza domi. So, but faker, the din bittle makes that there's no miut. So if it's shaykh ad din bittul, so then a kavua shayne nika, there's no din kavua because the meat becomes bottle baray. But over here you have niskolim and nisrofim, it's not shaykh ad din bittul, that the niskolim should become bottle to the nisrofim. So mamela here there's a din kavua minatoira, that's why you don't call basaray. So Bekitzar Rabbi Chanan says, the two terut matais am a falpul, if there's a halachet sedodi that a kavua shein a nika loishme kavua, or the whole reason a kavua shein a nika loishme kavua is because of the dimbit on here, doesn't pass a dimbit. Fine. Void yishleima, da have a kavua chemechza mechzedom. Fine. So my mail is no roi, no problem. For ha, the parich hosom mi ikore, ki avetoni anisrofim beniskolim. Before there was a Pesagirse, the Mishnah, it says, Nisrofim became Nisarev b'Niskolim. You give them Skile, because Skile is the Kal Shebemis. fragt die Gemorre, Teipe Klei, de Ruban ist Kolininu. Why do you have to say you give them all Skile? Because Skile is the Kalsha Bemises. Teipe Klei, Ruban ist Kolin. Now, this is a problem. That's Pshat in the Gemorre's Kasha. It's Kol Kavua, Kemechza, Mechza, Domi. Pachi perushe. Bechol ha-pachi is loy gora mishum dahave rube de niskolet. So Taisvis is very unclear. So the Masho says pshat in Taisvis. Masho says that Hovadai given the chol kebua kemechza amechza domi Hitzich leila meima, shlo yadunu bisreife, mishum deskila kala. You can't say you go bas a light. Because there's no light. El dahochi polish. Lehava leila misni nisrofim bin niskolim. And this roiv niskolim, lehava leila misni rebuse. Tafilu niskolim bin nisrofim nami. Even the whole kevua kemechza mechza domi yodayne beskila kala imishum hoch imishum dahoch erube den iskolam vadid lavigore vekalom. So the Masho says that the Gemara's kasha is as follows. The Gemara's kasha is why did the Mishnah say that you had done them beskila when this roiv niskolam the din would apply after this roiv nisrof would also be done beskila since it's kavua. So why did the Mishnah speak about this case? This is pshat and the Gemara's kasha. Let us go further. Ravina Omar, osye me edim zaymimim. We learn out from edim zaymimim. The Omar Rachmone, asisim loy kasher zoma, leichish duma hach tasidu beit reifa haver. That means you give them an oynish mise. They wanted to be managed the nidain. They wanted to be bechayev the nidain mise. So you give them an oynish mise. The leichish do mahach tasida beitreifa habe. Maybe it's a treife. So they wanted to kill a treife. So you can't kill them. Halav mishum damrinen zil basarubem. Zerai yego basaroy. And I assume that the nidain was not a treife. You'll tell me. No, maybe you only give them an Einish Misa when you're boidik the nidin. You're boidik and maybe it's not a treife. Zuck the Gemara v'asanya beribi, oimer, loy hogu nerogim, hogu einerogim. The beribi is an Adam Godel. He said that vakert a whole din of Edim Zaymimim is only if Loi Hogu. So if it's Loi Hogu, you can't be Baidik the Nidin. He's alive and kicking. You can't be Baidik him if he's a treif or not. So how do you kill them? So Kochach, he killed them because Gobasaroi. What does Rashi say? B'chitayma de batkina leikloyma, b'chshenera ga yidei edusa, v'acha kachuzmu mishtoikho, the posuk is speaking about that they were killed already. And then you were mazim them. V'nivdike koidim shenagim, so we'll be baidik, we need them before we'll kill the edim zaymimim. V'asanya b'rivi oima, lo yodina mone, rivi means I don't know who this is, ele echot godul b'doire hoyo. A gobel adair said this parrot. Hashem kach nikra berivi, kadashkin bekeitzed mabrim, beirvin, amarabi shaya berivi, beiz rabi lezer, akapa berivi, the berivi is the gears of the yaivet. Holgu koidim shehuzmu, ein erogim besiv kasher zomam, voloi kasher osam. So this is, so mamel we see you go bosaroi. Zot Taisvis, v'du mahach tasidu beitreifa habe. V'im taima, v'k Taisvis, amir de kekashe.
The Chayim Shenoyst are Yud Beis Chayish. What's the problem?
The problem is, they said Eidus, we have here, Akat said Eidus, let's say that Reuben is Chayim Misa. They're asking Akash, and now they were Mazed, the Akat, so you give them Misa. I may be Reuben is a Treife. Oh, so I you go Basarayim. So Akash, no. Could be you don't go Basarayim. I'll be Mavar if Reuben is a Treife. I'll be Mavar if Reuben is a Treife. I'll take Reuben. I'll put him in the Chayv Shemaisa Yud Beis Chaydish. I hold him Yud Beis Chaydish, and I see if Reuben is alive after Yud Beis Chaydish. No, if Reuben is alive after Yud Beis Chaydish. So we see that when they said Eidus on him, he wasn't a Treifer. So Mamela, we see that they wanted to kill someone who's not a Treifer. Then you killed Eidim Zaymimim. Who says that it works 1, 2, 3? Could be. You first, I'm a varer that the Nidin is not a treifa. You can find this out after 12 months. And then we'll kill the Eidim Zaymimim. So what's the raya from the Gemara? Bim taim al dechayv shenoy se yud beis chaydish. Ve'im yichye la treifa hu. And then we'll kill the Eidim Zaymimim. So this place says to the root. Ve'ish loyme de shema kasova treifa chayim. Maybe Agama goes that a treifa can live more than 12 months. So memeila, so it's no raya that what he's alive, that he's not a type. Fine. That's one teretz, and it can be. Va'oid nirali. Now here Taisa says a very charifish teretz. The ain hergim ha'edim kshehuzmo ala'acha yud beis chaydish. If you'll tell me, I'm asking a kasha, how can you kill edim zaymimim? Maybe they wanted to kill a type, maybe it's a type. Good kasha, we don't kill them right away. Wait 12 months. And then we'll kill the Eidim Zaymimim. If you'll tell me, Ein Hoigim Eidim Shuzma Elacha Yud Beis Chaydus, the Dilma Hach Dasidu Bei Treife, in Cain, so let us be Megashim Din. Gimel Tishrei Topshin Samach Talid, they said Eidis, that Reuben killed Shimon. This Eidim said Eidis, we're Muslim, them Gimel Tishrei, fine. So now the Chayiv Misa, but someone, the lawyer came up, hey, don't give them Misa, maybe this Reuben is a Treife, you can't give them Misa. So the guy said, no problem, we'll be Mavarade. So we wait till Gimel Tishrei Tovshin Samachay. And we see that Reuben's alive. Now we see that the Nantovshin Samardal, they wanted to kill a person who's not a Treife. Now we're going to give them Misa. Now we'll give them Misa. Fine. In Cain. So now I'll be Mekayim. Now I see you, there's a lineage of Kasha Zoma. Kum Zeh lawyer to the dying. He says, has this right? You're 100% right. But you can't kill them right away. Because their Eidus group, what they wanted to kill Reuben was after 12 months. I mean, they gave him they made a Chiyav Misa on him, but according to their Eidus, he wouldn't die right away. That means that fully you accepted the Eidus. It was a Gemar Din that Reuben is a Ritzayah, but, you don't kill right away. You kill him after 12 months. That was Kasha Zomam Lassis Lochiv. That he should die in 12 months. Now I was mevarer that they ate him zaymimim, and you have to be managed, I mean, you have to give them what they wanted to do to Reuben, you have to do to them. So what did they want to do to Reuben? They wanted to make sure that Reuben will die after 12 months. So you have to make sure that you'll kill them after 12 months. I mean, that's Kasha Zama. Fine. So we're going to kill them after 12 months. Now we have to talk to Samach Bob to kill them. Okay. The Dilma Hach Dasidu Bei Treife. Yeah. In Cain Gam Oisai Shemida Molo Ein Lo Hergoy Ad La Acha Yud Beis Chaydish. Yeah. The Kivin The Loibo Lo Hergoy Ad La Acha Yud Beis Chaydish. Now let's call it. They wanted to kill him after Yud Beis Chaydish. That's it. In Cain, so now, there's such a cheshbon. The cheshbon is that
By Yud Beis Chodesh, I see that he was, when they said their Eidus, he wasn't a Treife. But they wanted to kill him only La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh. That's what they wanted to do. So what'll be if this Reuven became a Treife Elul Tovshin Samachay? What if he became a Treife then? So Memele, so if he became a Treife Elul Tovshin Samachay, all I wanted to do is to kill you Tishrei Tovshin Samachvot. And maybe became a Treife Tovshin Samachay. So I'm not Chayiv again, even though the Eidus wasn't Tovshin Samachvot, but They wanted to make an oynish that you should die tovshin samachay, and I'm sorry, so maybe elul tovshin samach dalad he became a treife. In kein lo yahago heim af laach yud beis chodesh, the dume nas a treife hachasidu bei besoyb yud beis chadoshim, leibo elul laharig es a treife. So Mamela, whatever, so Mamela in order, so it comes out that I think the Chesmus is that you need Eidish at the Yochel Azimam. So Mamela, you can never be Mazam them, because I always have a Sofik, whenever you're going to make this man that to kill the Nidain, there's a Sofik. Oh, but you can't be Mazam then, because maybe became a treife. Maybe became a treife right before, because this man Harige was only after 12 months, and it's not after 12 months also, because maybe became a treife after 11 months. So weiter you can't be Mazam then. So come out that you say this cheshbon will never work out. So that's why it's a right that we go basarit.